One of the beautiful things about the gospel today is that we continue to hear of the joyful news that occurred at the manger in Bethlehem. But there's also a deeper dimension that makes it even a little bit more human for me, and I hope for you. And that is, as we celebrate the solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God, sometimes it's so easy to see our Blessed Mother as someone who was almost a superhuman, who accepted everything. But recall, we acknowledge as a church, she was chosen from all time to be the mother of Jesus. But like you and I in everything but sin, she was a very much a human being, born of human parents. Today's gospel shows us another dimension to Mary, our mother, as well. It almost sounds in a way that she is still in process, though trusting in God. We know that Mary was afraid when the angel told her she was to be the mother of Jesus, for the angel told her, "Do not be afraid." And yet, as these guests come to the manger scene, the shepherds and later the kings and all these other people, Mary takes this and ponders in her heart. One wonders, is she fully aware of the future of this child, though she believes in God and knows who this child is? She is still in that process of discerning that journey, but her trust is in God. Her trust is in the Holy Spirit, that her, Joseph, and the child Jesus will have all that they need in order for him to complete what was foretold by the prophets. And in a way, the other readings complement that reality, that human reality of Mary and the Holy Family. Because as we begin this new year, we know that we, many at times as humans, begin it with resolutions. Resolutions to lose weight. Resolutions for this, that, and the other. But early this morning, I was catching a couple of clips of the Holy Father celebrating Mass in Rome, where he was making a reflection on the incarnation, the miracle of Bethlehem. When the world was once again in a covenant with between God and humanity. In our world today, as we celebrate, as I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, not just the solemnity of Mary, Mother of God, but a day of prayer for world peace, we continue to still live in a world that is in need of healing. We are still living in a world that has a good message, a beautiful message of hope, as we celebrate the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. We acknowledge, like with Mary, there are times where we ponder and reflect on where the light of God is sometimes, not just in the world, but perhaps in our own lives, our families, and our communities. But like Mary and the Holy Family, and most importantly, like the shepherds, who are the lowly people in this story, they went away amazed by what they had seen and heard. The glory of God in that simple surroundings of the manger. You and I, as we celebrate this feast year in and year out, do we grow closer to the Lord in determining what the most important resolutions for our lives? Our prayer is that we will be Christ bearers as Mary was the mother of Jesus. That we will be announcers of the good news as those shepherds were at that first manger scene. That we will be peacemakers proclaiming glory to God as we strengthen our relationship with the Lord and with one another. And we know perhaps like Mary, there is some uncertainty in following that human journey of who we are as Christians. We do know that there are days where, because of human weakness or spiritual confusion or the reality of life, we sometimes do not see that Christmas light. But yet at the same time, my brothers and sisters, one of the things that I remembered as I was watching the Holy Father this morning from Rome is that in Italy and other countries around the world, they leave nativity scenes up throughout the whole year. They're permanent fixtures, at least in Italy where I've seen. They're built with running water that symbolizes the water of baptism. They're created to include the entire community, not just shepherds and kings, but clowns and people who are the outcasts of society. They kind of like our dioramas of the reality of people that live in the world. But the reason why they are left up year-round is not just for tourists, but to show the miraculous reality of the incarnation of Jesus, what that truly meant for the world. So daily when you would go into a church in Italy, usually the bigger ones, you would see this permanent nativity scene, so that whatever your spirit, whether joyful, sad, or confused, you would gaze upon this manger scene and be moved by the gifts of the Holy Spirit already at work in your life. So you could see that God chose the most humblest way to come into the world, and God continues to call you and I through our baptism, through the example of Mary and the Holy Family, to make manifest each and every day to the best of our ability that healing light of Bethlehem. How do we do this? In this day where people are proclaiming resolutions, may it be a renewal of our resolution to be a better Christian, to lighten the world where there is darkness, to break down barriers where people divide one another because of the difference of who we are, where we come from, our economic background, or the language we speak, to see one another with the face of the risen Lord, to heal in our families and our community by being involved, by seeing the face of Christ in the poor, in the sick, perhaps those who are troubled emotionally, whatever the way that we bring that presence of Christ to them. And that as individuals, we look in our hearts of hearts. We ponder on what it is we reflect upon, like Mary. We reflect on the goodness of God working in our lives through days of joy, through days of sorrow. And at the same time, may we offer those prayers of gratitude. So as we celebrate this new day of the year, 2012, the solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God, may we continue to pray that like her and Joseph, the angels, the shepherds, and kings, we will bring that good news to one another, so that long after this beautiful nativity scene is taken down, you and I will bring that good news that was brought to the shepherds in that cold winter night, and that we look into our heart of hearts and reflect on God's goodness as we are nourished by his word and by the Eucharist to be the heralds of that good news. May our prayer be today as we celebrate that as Christians, we pray for peace. We pray that we are peacemakers, that we have the ability to forgive and be reconcilers, that we have the ability to see with the eyes of our risen Lord, to hear with the ears of our risen Lord, and heal the world, and no matter how small or how large. For whenever we do that, my brothers and sisters, we renew once again the grace, joy, and glory of that first night in Bethlehem. So to Jesus, may all praise and glory be, and may each and every day of this new year, may we stay close to him who brings us new life. And may we breathe that new life on one another through the gifts of the Holy Spirit given to us at our baptism.